Nothing on my heart. And his wife was busy again. Nothing else is going to remind you or ask you, why did you come here this evening? To listen to words or to sit with a sage? Words you can find anywhere, in any book. You know, listen to many speakers, listen to words. Many of you have done that. There are many words that you listen to. Where to get you. There's a kind of time in your life when you get tired of words. And suddenly you realize words can no longer help you. Time comes will be the beginning of wisdom for you. For true wisdom is found. You will find this in all the teachings and all the traditions. True wisdom is found. How can you speak the unspeakable? There's no words to describe the unspeakable. However intelligent you may be, whatever you know, makes no difference. The idea, of course, is to forget what you know. Forget everything you ever learned. It's your knowledge that keeps your earth bound. It's your knowledge that keeps you human. It's your knowledge that keeps you bound. So all knowledge must be given up. All knowledge. Everything you ever learned must be given up completely, totally. You must become like a little child. Through the law. Without knowing anything. Whatever predicament you may be in, what are you going through in your life? What was happening to you, if you only knew and understood. No situation can ever hurt you. No predicament can ever hurt you. When you turn away from the predicament, you turn away from the situation, and realize with all your heart and soul that you're infinite, boundless, choiceless, all-pervading, pure awareness. In other words, what you have to do is to turn away from your problems, whatever they may be. Good or bad makes no difference. Turn away from them completely. Turn away from all human thinking. And turn your mind on yourself. Turn your mind on the imperishable self. Which is all-pervading, boundless, choiceless, pure awareness. which means you must catch your thoughts. Don't allow them to go past your nose. Turn from the thoughts. Whatever thoughts, always turn from them. And remember Zidus. Remember always turn from the thoughts that come to you. For thoughts are nothing but an accumulation of words, ideas from the past. It comes here to confuse you. You have to keep on catching yourself over and over again. And then you become master of all the thoughts. Then you'll know freedom and no liberation. Freedom, liberation, your real nature, your real self. But you cover yourself up with ignorance. Ignorance of the world. It helps you to awaken. Awaken my mind away from the thoughts. And realizing your real nature. You can call this nature the Buddha nature, self-realization, unalloyed happiness, infinite peace. This is you. Some of you refuse to accept this as being the truth. When you try to examine your thoughts, see what kind of thoughts you have. You play with your thoughts. You want the thoughts to control you totally and completely. Thoughts bring fear, frustration, unhappiness. It's where the universe is unhappiness, fear, and frustration. These don't exist except in your mind. So does your mind cause you all this trouble. You have the power to stop your mind anytime you want. By examining the mind, by examining the thoughts, observing the thoughts that come, without reacting to them. By inquiring some of these thoughts come. See how many of you are already thinking? You can't keep still for a moment. Why have you allowed your mind to take control of you so completely? Your mind is not your friend. Wants to bedazzle you and fool you. When you think things exist, they don't exist like fear. And once you start to fear, you do all the wrong things. fear brings doubt, suspicion, hallucination. Did you allow the fears to come? But nothing can control the mind. In other words, you've already made up your mind how things are. Have you not? Most of you have your mind made up, everything is black or white. And if things don't work out the way you want, or if things don't go the way you want, you get angry, upset. Why should things work out the way you want? Who are you? Things always work out, and not usually the way you want. You have great expectations of life. And you made up to your expectations and become delusions, sad, upset. Why? Life is meant to be simple. Why do you believe you have to accomplish certain things in this life? Be fruitful. Why do you think you have to do anything in this life? You're wonderful just the way you are. There's nothing you have to accomplish or do. Learn to accept life. Whatever life gives you, be thankful. Let's speak of gifts, if life gives you everything. If life gives you poverty, be thankful. If life gives you sickness, be thankful. If life gives you death, be thankful. Be thankful for all things. We come from the one self. If you're thankful for all things, you abide in the self, you will find all happiness. Peace. If you try to change things every day, if you bemoan your fate, become angry, this isn't working the way I want it to, you just become a miserable creature. And make everybody else miserable around you. Learn to leave everything alone. Leave people alone, leave things alone. Don't try to look for what's wrong, look for what's right. Learn how to dive within you. Deep within. And become still. Silent, quiet. There's only one Buddha and you are that. There's only one Christ and you are that. There's only one God and you are that. all the gods that you've been praying to, the Buddhas you've been worshipping, are all within you. Rejoice, you are free. Nothing can bind you. Nothing can hurt you. If you understand who you are, you understand your freedom. What are you feeling? Feel the one power going through you. Feel the one self. Boundless. Fathomless. Infinite. The one self. You are that. You've always been that. You've always been that. No matter how many mistakes you appear to make, no matter what you go through in life, you're still the one reality. You'll always be the one reality. Now your mind is still. Keep it that way. Keep your mind quiet. You're not allowed to tell you anything, good or bad. Always be happy. And in all circumstances, be happy. Always be of service to others. Feel about yourself, be of service to others. Always see the good in everything. Always realize whatever you see is a projection of your mind. Remember you're seeing yourself whatever you see. Learn to love. Live in the moment. Make everything your friend. All people, all nature, everything is your friend. Share no one and nothing. Love everything. Well, by loving everything, you're loving yourself, are you not? Feel free to ask any questions.
I got some. Some time ago I had an idea that the more I think about it, the more important it seems. And it's this, that everything in duality is short of the goal and also subject to karma. And I have to bear in mind also that there is no goal, never was a goal, and never will be a goal. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The subconscious then is the same as the conscious, it doesn't matter.
It depends on what level you're speaking of. When the average person is a conscious and a subconscious. The conscious is the outside, the subconscious is the inside. Your program is subconscious. Then you act consciously on the outside. But whose program lacks? When you ask yourself the question, the subconscious disappears and the conscious disappears. But as long as you allow yourself to just be part of the world, you have to take into your experience of subconscious tendencies and conscious tendencies. But realize none of this world has nothing to do with this world, and none of the subconscious has a conscious. To the perfect level you're speaking of. In reality, there's no conscious, no subconscious. There's nothing.